WNST, Towson, Baltimore. Baltimore Positive celebrating 25 years of this madness. We have begun the countdown, and I tell you, the Orioles playing and the Ravens in London and all this stuff going on. We're getting back to the countdown. 23, 22, 21, all coming your way out at the front of Baltimore Positive and sponsored by our friends at Curio Wellness and Farr & Daughter. I've got the shirt. Shirt meant more last week than I think it does this week, although I'll still have it in April. I'll have it for spring training. Welcoming in Wendy Bronfine, as well as Elisa Schaefer, making her debut here as the Vice President of Marketing for all things Curio Wellness, and our friends over at Farr & Daughter over at Timone, where I stop by once in a while, take a picture and pick up some terpenes and some products as well, trying to educate folks as we do with this educational series. We all got educated about pitching last week, didn't we? October pitching was the educational play last week. Are all the shirts gone, Wendy? You were a little worried you were going to run out of them. We got to work some purple here sometime soon, right?
Yeah, well, we have our Purple Friday shirt as well. We'll have to get one over to you so you can change seasons.
Well, I want an I'm a blunt person shirt when I'm in your stores because I'm a blunt person. There's a double entendre going on there. Lisa's the also from the marketing side of things. Secure. Welcome aboard. Good to have you here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I guess on a marketing level, what we do here is we talk about trying to educate people and things going on in the community. We drive by your place up on York Road, or if your folks up in Cecil County in that way can drive by your place up there as well, store frontage. But you sort of came to the people a little bit last week in the running festival. Dare I say, I live downtown. This was my view forever. The running festival for so many years of my life either trapped me in or we had to get out because you couldn't leave in the middle of the day. But it brings so many people downtown. And I know a wide variety of people. And I think when people think of cannabis or think about 20, 30 years ago, it being black market, illicit, all of those things, the wellness part of this and the health part of this, Wendy, you brought up to me that maybe you're even shocked by people running marathons 26 months. They'll stop when they're done and they want to learn about CBD, about wellness, about sleeping better, about the things, cannabinoids, the science part of this, that even a running festival that you were down last weekend for thousands of people, but you also had a presence in talking to people about a product that quite frankly is new to the market.
Yes. Yeah, so we, for the second year in a row, we sponsored the 5K race that went off at 7:30 in the morning. And then we were able to connect with all the runners as they came in. So from the 5K, the 10K, the half and the full marathon. And part of the reason we had originally been drawn to it is that we have this topical line called Move that's for body aches and pains, muscle and joint pain and inflammation. And we thought, well, you just run however many miles you run, something's going to hurt. We got something great to rub on that and make the pain go away without any psychoactivity. So we had tons of people who, as the day progressed and the races got longer, that we saw kind of limping by us. And we were like, hey, we might be able to help you. But then we also had our other products, all of our chews, the Good Day products, the Good Night products, and the GI products, where we were able to talk to people. Nothing available there, but just education. And I think most people didn't realize that you can use cannabis to address if you don't sleep, or you want to have energy and focus, or your stomach bothers you, or just something hurts.
Well, the bum part of this, and the first things first, does it smell like Bengay, or does it smell better than that?
No, it doesn't.
That's my first. I don't want to walk into the room and smell like I, I'm getting old. I turned 55 last week and I had an old fashioned to celebrate with my kid last week. We put it up online, but I don't want to smell old fashioned.
Actually, ours is roll on too. So yeah, you don't even have to touch it.
Yeah. Well, so it doesn't get your clothes icky, doesn't smell, absorbs, pain gone.
That's a fascinating part of this that I think even 5 minutes ago when I began the conversation, I hadn't thought about that you probably had people that are in that know about this, either medicinal side or adult use side, that have used bombs, or my dad used to use, to make you laugh, Absorbine Junior, right? I mean, that stuff, you put that on, I'd smell him before he came in the house. But the active ingredients, and Wendy, you can speak from this from the pharmaceutical side. For many years, you and your family would provide these sort of things and topicals and saying, How does it work? And people would say, well, weed, a plant, marijuana, whatever. How does that become something that can be active in doing what Bengay and these smelly things used to do and probably do it a whole lot better than any of that stuff ever did?
So there's two products in the line. There's a topical product and a transdermal product. So topical products just are on that upper level of your skin. They're not permeating into your bloodstream, right? So, and that's giving you localized relief. And then the a transdermal does move through your bloodstream to the area where it needs to service that pain or inflammation. So both the transdermals are on the medical side right now because they're a higher potency, and the topical is available for all adult use customers and medical customers. But both can work equally effective for all types of joint pain, muscle aches, whether it's like, you know, the arthritis type pain or the post or pre-workout. So sometimes I use them pre-workout so that I don't get as sore, or post-workout to alleviate kind of stiff quads or tight hamstrings. You can use them for menstrual cramps. You can use them for headaches and rubbing on your temples. You know, there's lots of different ways that people use the topicals, and people lumbar. Like them because you don't get psychoactive effects.
Lumbar pain.
Well, that's what I was going to say. And Lisa, you could speak to this from the marketing side of what you're doing to say, this was illicit, my parents, and like all the stuff we heard about. And now all of a sudden it's, you think about it and say non-psychoactive, right? The first thing we would think about is, if I do that, I'm going to think differently. I'm going to be high. And that feeling of being maybe out of control in some way, or the fear of being out of control. For those who saw Reefer Madness 150 years ago, but the thought that there is no psycho, that's an educational part just at the front that I think everybody needs to understand, that this medicine does not have to make you feel that way, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, aside from the topicals, especially with our chews, we have a lot of different what we call ratios, which is like a low THC and could have high and another in like CBD. We also have CBN and CBG, which do certain things, but it's a lot more complicated than I think people understand. And you can really like craft your experience in what, you know, in what you want to have. If you want to have more energy, if you want to feel more sleep, if you want more or less psychoactive effects. And we've really focused a lot in the past year on educational materials. Wendy was saying that we had a display, for example, at the Baltimore Running Festival, and this is a display we've taken everywhere that shows the different types of chews and how they can create different experiences. And we find that people are really, really intrigued, and it helps them understand like the spectrum and how this sort of crafting of experience can work.
So Wendy Bronfine is here. They are our partners at Curio Wellness, celebrating our 25th anniversary and partnering with us over Far and Daughter, if you're in the Timonium area as well. Lisa Schaefer is also here, Vice President of Marketing, talking about medicinal use and adult use and things that could that can help you above and beyond. Hey, I want to be relaxed. I want to feel calm. It's the number one, I would say, non-flower using person that's new to this, that comes in maybe a little older, maybe even a little older than me, and says, or maybe even younger, and saying, sleep problems. Like, I would think that would be the thing that would get me to your doorstep more than any other reason to say, having trouble sleeping. Am I wrong in saying that? That's maybe the first person that would come to you?
It's huge. Sleep and pain are the two biggest. But sleep, when we were in the medical program, we developed our Good Night product, and we interviewed a lot of different patients around sleep. We had started our quest on sleep that was really focused on the effects that women have from menopause and how they become kind of terrible sleepers. And so it started from kind of trying to address that and not having to rely on things like Ambien or other prescription drugs and minimize morning grogginess from taking something to help you sleep. But then we started to learn that the sleep issue really kind of starts for people before men or women starts before kind of that middle age zone. And that there were people as young as their 30s who were having sleep issues. And a lot of people really tried many different ways to improve their sleep hygiene, right? Like turning off the TV, getting the lights low, having a bedtime routine, but they just still had terrible sleep. And so that's what was the impetus for creating this sleep line. And so now what was this, our proprietary pulse release tablet that's patented, like US patented, the only US patent cannabis product in the country, has expanded to also be a chew. So a gummy form, if that's a dosage form you want, or even a vape. So for those who look for, who come to the dispensary and want to address sleep, but want it to be a more like traditional cannabis form, you can start with a vape, you could migrate to a chew or gummy, or you could use the pulse release tablet that's scientifically designed to help you fall and stay asleep.
Well, go ahead, Elise.
Well, I was going to say too, that those form factors can also be used for different sleep issues. Right. So like women often have a hard time falling asleep. So something like the chew would be better because you can take it in advance, and then, or even a vape also. The tablet, I think, solves all the problems because it's pulse release. But then if you have people who wake up in the middle of the night, which is a lot of times a problem that men have, and can't get back to sleep, the vape is like, it's called like a rescue product. So it acts, you know, immediately activates, and that can help with that type of sleeping issue also.
And further to what Lisa said, when we did the research, that was what was consistent. So mm-hmm. it was almost like the noise in your brain. Like men could just fall asleep and like not have the noise in their brain to keep them awake. But ultimately it caught up with them. And if they woke up, now they were like, they couldn't get back to sleep. Whereas women couldn't quiet that mind and couldn't get to sleep. So that is exactly what we saw in the difference of the genders.
We're all spending upwards of a third of our lives sleeping, right? And I'm not a guy who has a sleep problem, but there are nights I want to go to bed a little earlier because I like waking up earlier, got a flight, something like that, where you're like, yeah, you know, it's 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'd like to go to bed now. I'd like to be asleep by 10 o'clock. And that's why I came to you guys. I got these pineapple terpene infused chews. I knew you during this period of time, Wendy, but I would say this was back in the spring. I came in and I think it's a little bit of a gateway. I've never been an Ambien person. I've never had a sleep problem as I see it, but there are times I wanted to go to bed. So I don't want something knocking me out. I certainly don't want to wake up, especially 4 or 5 in the morning, groggy because I did something before I went to bed. And I also had friends that had bad rides with Ambien and bad rides with becoming addicted to like that, and then addicted to that weirdness of the morning of feeling like you need a coffee jolt and all that. I went with a 5 on this, and I mean, there's still some left in here. It's not an every night product for me in any way. It's something I have here as, you know, no game on tonight. I want to go to bed early. I got a big day tomorrow. And I wasn't a candidate for that, but I see it as a very soft way to get some sleep. And it's been very effective for me. But I see it as sort of gateway where you would say, try this, right? Try this. Not going to hurt you. Maybe you need higher, lower. Maybe it doesn't work for you. But there comes a point where you just try something. And this is a very easy thing to try, and delicious too, I might add.
So those pineapple terpene chews, like I think you're explaining it right in the tiering. Like those are more of a relax and wind down. Right. That formula isn't as directive as like sleep. Right. Whereas
this isn't like an Ambien dopey put me out. It doesn't have any of that property to me at all.
The good night chews have a cannabinoid called CBN in there, which is shown to be highly sedative, which is why that's more of the true sleep product. Whereas the terpene chew that's pineapple is using two key terpenes, myrcene and linalool, that induce relaxation. And so that's why for you, you're like, okay, it's helping me cross that hurdle to like wind it down and get to sleep. Whereas I like
it makes me not want to work anymore, which I need. It's literally like turn it off, you know?
Yes. And that's exactly how I describe that product, that it's like almost like you get, if it was 6 o'clock and you came home and you need to like shut off your workday brain and like turn on your end of day home brain and let your body and your mind relax and like let the day go. That's how I think of those.
Wendy is here and Lisa is here from Curio Wellness and our friends at Foreign Daughter, and hoping we're educating you. It's part of the whole thing here, because I'm getting educated as I go along, as well as for things that work and other things that don't work or don't work well. And then I guess the second round is, hey, I like this. Let me try something the same, different. I would think for people where taking something that tastes good, that's a gummy, that actually does what it says it's going to do, right? I mean, I think for me, it did exactly what it says it was going to do. And that's a, it didn't always work that way on the pharmacist or in the pharmacy side. There was always some sort of weird side effect that would always make me think, do I really want to take that? It's going to upset my stomach. It's going to cause some other problem. This has been, it's felt more gentle to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that's a reason a lot of people end up in cannabis from the Western side of medicine is because, you know, particularly on the, when we were on the medical side with those who have conditions and that are can be more life-threatening or extreme, you know, you get prescribed things and that medicine can help, but that medicine could bring on other side effects. And so with the cannabis, you seem to get things that improve your quality of life, but you don't get a new set of issues from the cannabis.
Thank God for that. Wendy and Lisa are here. All right, Lisa, I know we got some marketing going on. We're always doing promotions, always doing cool things. You guys are always trying to educate folks like you were at the Running Festival as well as here at Baltimore Positive. What's going on at Curio, right? We're going to get some purple shirts, right? You're going to get me a blunt in this shirt too, right?
Yeah, we have purple shirts. We have some purple football shirts. We actually just launched a merch site on our website where you can get the purple. It's a long sleeve, like, and it's football-esque. So we'll get you one for yourself.
Well, Rebecca warned me that I have the 1.0 from like 3 or 4 years ago, and I had some towels from 3 or 4 years ago. But we got to paint the place purple. It's that time of the year, and you guys certainly had a lot of spirit. The orange and black rolled out the door quickly, right? They lasted longer than our pitching did, unfortunately, right?
Yeah, that was a sad turn of events that weekend.
Well, I appreciate what you guys do to educate us. Curio Wellness, you can learn more. You can stop over in Far and Dark. Tell everybody about what's going on in Cecil County, too, because I think Baltimore, and I haven't driven by the other location. Tell me about your Cecil County location.
So Cecil County is Farm Kent Wellness, and that is our other store. So that's up in Elkton, Maryland. And shameless plug, at both of our stores, as well as at many other stores around the state, we're going to be running a vape promotion. So if you buy two of our vapes, we've got some custom batteries with chargers that are going to come with them for free, a gift with purchase. And so if anyone was listening and thinks maybe that Good Night vape is a good pathway for helping them sleep, come pick one up. You'll get the battery to go with it, rechargeable.
And a charging.
So that's kind of our fun little marketing thing we've got going on in the next week or so.
And obviously, you guys, you know, the industry of making vapes and how flower becomes a vape, we went through that a little bit, I think, 2 episodes ago. Explain to people, how the vape works, and is it proprietary to you or fits on different kinds of heads, right?
So
the actual cartridge?
Our vape is what we use called a 510 thread cartridge. That's the name of the hardware. And that fits on any standard battery. So it screws in. So, you can buy our vapes this week, get this battery for free and use it, forever because it recharges. The vapes themselves, as you're asking. So we grow all of our flower indoors in Baltimore County in a hygienic environment.
There's a rumor I'm getting a tour, by the way. They're going to let me in the white Willy Wonka suit. So that's going to be cool.
Exactly. just like Mike TV. And then we take the flower, we extract it using CO2, which is an FDA approved form of extraction. That's significant because many cannabis use hydrocarbons like butane. We do not use that. It's a more dangerous approach and can have residual solvents, even if at acceptable level, they're still there. And then we reconstitute that into the vape. So we distill that oil from the initial extraction. So we get a real clarified oil where you're just holding the primary cannabinoids in that oil very clean. You could think of it akin to kind of the levels of if you're a connoisseur of spirits, right? You kind of have like a rail liquor versus a higher distilled liquor. So the oil that comes out is further distilled to be refined to a true purity for the cannabinoids. And then they are inclusive of all the terpenes that were in the original flower. So they're not used with botanical terpenes. They're not terpenes that we can buy that come from any sort of plant, which terpenes are naturally occurring. They're the terpenes from our flower itself.
You're blending me with science is what you're doing, right? There's a lot of science and a lot of laboratory going into making a terpene infused chew, correct?
That too.
Well,
yeah.
That's a whole other story.
That's an entirely, yeah, but yeah. But it all, but anything that you're buying that isn't flour is coming through a processor and is always starting with that extracted oil. So anything that we make is always starting with that CO2 extracted oil.
And it starts really with the science and the plants, right? I mean, you know, learning to grow the plants and learning what they do, right?
Yeah, and growing plants that can give you the cannabinoids that you need when you go through the extraction process and have the yield of potency that you're looking for.
Wendy Bronfine is here. If you're watching that on the web, she's got the How's It Growing shirt on, soon to give me I'm a Blunt Person shirt. Lisa Schaefer's also here. She's the VP of Marketing for all things Accurio Wellness and Foreign Daughter and Farm Kent up in Elkton. I always talk so much about Foreign Daughter because I drive by it all the time in Timonium, right around the corner from all of our places. Stop in, get educated. Don't be afraid. Learn a little bit. And maybe there's something there that can help you. And certainly it's helped me and my wife and my family as well. And we're appreciative of all the education as well as the partnership for our 25th anniversary and our special cupcake and fireworks out here. Wendy, I'm going to start counting these things down. I swear I got a little more time on my hands here. I appreciate you coming on and educating us. Lisa, nice to make your acquaintance as well. Don't be a stranger. Come on back and say hello.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Lisa Schaefer, VP of Marketing, and Wendy Bronfine of Accurio Wellness joining us here. Learn more at AccurioWellness.com as well as at our place at BaltimorePositive.com. And you can click on our Accurio ads and click on our 25th anniversary and get more educated. And I'm going to get a purple shirt for next week as well because orange is out of style, at least for a little while. So orange is still cool. Be a cool holiday gift to give some tickets or something like that for next year as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, celebrating the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. My son came out last week. We were Drug City down in Dundalk with a science teacher. He blinded me with science. George Shulin came on. We talked some baseball last week as well as learned how to make a really, really proper old-fashioned now that I'm old. Old, but not old-fashioned. Stay with us.